This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Jess Hartman. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Henrik?
Good. Jess, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I think you know that Promax Systems has been in the field of video editing and film production and assistance in that area since 1994, and clearly in that time we've seen a lot of changes to the industry. I think digital asset management is really one of those that has been coming for a long time, but we have been implementing media technology solutions from capture all the way through finishing for some time, and digital asset management is a natural extension of the typical workflows that we find in the media industry.
Let me ask you this. Where did this whole damn thing come from, and why is it so new and magical?
Interesting question. I guess the first reaction to that question is that, you know, it's only seems as many things in life, it only seems new and magical because it's starting to get a preponderance of attention from media companies and the media industry. Mm-hmm. And so it's starting to look new and magical. And the reality is it's been around in one form or another since we started to put video in the digital world. There has always been a need and the problem of organizing clips and assets and metadata since we started to put things on disk. And you know, I think now we finally got to a place where we've got so much that we really need a more formal organizational system, the ability to find things in a more optimized workflow. So we've started to create the media asset management or digital asset management software and solutions around it.
That's fair. And what advice would you have for DAM professionals or people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that what we find in the industry is that, you know, this new magical term of DAM and DAM systems, and then once we start looking at the need to create those, we start seeing companies hire someone to run it. Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of ways that is because companies, number one, need somebody to organize it and make it happen, but it's also because they don't understand it. So, well, we better hire somebody to run it. And the advice that I would give somebody that has been chosen or has been given that position is that your primary role and responsibility, I think, really turns into be more of a facilitator and a conductor of ensuring that the workflow of the organization is efficient and is effective utilizing the tools that you have in place, whether that's DAM software or other things. And I mentioned that you need to be more of a facilitator, because if you get caught in the world of just being the doer, mm-hmm. I think you're going to get pulled in. You will get pulled in so many directions from so many different departments and so many decision makers that your professional life will not be that much fun. So if at all you have the opportunity to gather a group of professionals, very much like what a CIO does in a CIO committee of decision makers in an organization, to bring together the priorities, the needs and the wants from various departments within the organization, mm-hmm. and get that team, if you will, to facilitate that team to set priorities and work together to make the DAM system successful, your life and your job will be much better.
I would agree.
Find it to be a joy instead of a difficulty.
Yeah, that's right. So to empower rather than enable,
yes.
Is that fair to say?
I think it's fair to say to empower instead of being the slave to the dam system is to conduct it and conduct it with participation from all of the stakeholders in your organization.
Fair. Well, thank you so much, Jess.
You're welcome, and good luck.
Thank you. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.